Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Solicitation should be issued for a period of 30 days. Believe that an aggressive search would consume an additional 90 for the first phase, which would get the city to an interview with candidates that you would have identified in conjunction with the firm that ultimately is retained.
This is Randy Jorgensen, city manager for the city of Milton. You may recall Milton's had some issues recently. The matter lightly. I know, breaking news.
It'll all be solved by the time I got back. I was excited.
Yeah, no. By the way, welcome back, Andy. It's great to have you.
Oh, that's not what I'm saying.
Your many, 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 many fans will be thrilled that you're back. They had Buzz Eddy, the former city manager in Gulf Breeze, helping them the first time for $3,000. They had a good slate of candidates, and then that all got botched real good. Depending on who you ask, if you ask me, I'll tell you that I think the person most responsible for the screw up here was Councilman Mike Cusack. But I think there's enough blame to go to some other folks as well. But Randy, now they're going to hire a headhunter firm basically to go out and start looking and go find somebody. And in the meanwhile, you've got Chief Tyndall is going to take over next month when Randy retires. And you would have thought maybe that Marilyn Farrow and Mike Cusack would have learned the lesson from last time, which is having somebody else involved in this process, in addition to the city attorney Alex Andrade, was the problem. So let's not do that again. Oh, no. Let's just go again.
This seems like a little bit of deja vu. It's on page 75, item number 7, where it indicates that the city attorney will review the negotiated contract prior to submittal to city council for approval. So I would add that the city attorney and Councilman Cusack review the negotiated contract.
Oh, good Lord. Again? So you do something, it completely blows up in your face because of this imaginary conspiracy to tank Scott Collins' candidacy and put Ed Spears into the office. You all overreact, and you literally create the problem you're trying to avoid through your conspiracy theory activities. And, you know, all of these inappropriate conversations between Mike and Scott directly, who, again, I've tried to give as much cover to as I can in terms of, you know, benign motives. But I think the folks who were out to make sure that Ed never gets the job, the sort of pitchfork posse and their allies, just guaranteed that they wouldn't get Scott Collins, the one candidate who would have really been, you know, I think everybody thought he would have been fantastic. So they sabotaged it unintentionally, but that's what wound up happening. So, you don't need a councilman of any kind involved in this. Mike Cusack, though, he simply can't get the point.
I'm not quite sure if we should rely totally on the search firm for negotiating the contract. You know, I don't have to be on it. If, you know, that's fine. Or Marilyn may be more qualified for that than I am. I don't know.
As long as it's one of the two of us that are the two on the 6-2 votes all the time. No, I mean, definitely not. So Marilyn Farrow says, yeah, just add one of us, please, to these negotiations.
I would like to make a motion that we add a councilman or councilwoman to that process, whether it's Councilman Cusack or myself, to review the contract with the city attorney.
Casey Powell, who is generally understated, although every once in a while he gets hot recently, but he says, did you not get what just happened?
There's no need for a liaison off here. We've done a hire before. We've done numerous hires. It's not necessary. It's an extra step that could be not productive.
You think? And then Roxanne Meese is a little bit less delicate about it.
Are there any other comments confusing before you vote?
Yeah. I think it would be too confusing. That's what happened this last time, I think, is there was way too much confusion. I think it'd be cleaner to do it the other way, and I'm voting no.
Yeah, just have Alex do it. He's done it before. The city attorney does this stuff before. It's no big deal. In fact, they're not even talking about the actual negotiations. This is just like putting out for getting the search firm. It's goofy that they want to, you know, muck up this process by having either, you know, him, Marilyn, or Mike Cusack involved. So they have a vote. And what have I told you? That Marilyn Farrow and Mike Cusack are often the 2-on-6-2 votes.
Okay. The motion failed. The two who voted in favor are Councilman Farrow and Councilman Cusack, and the other members have voted no to that edit.
But this is the light drama. That's good. That's good that that was prevented from happening. Of course, you still have a final vote on that coming up, I guess, today, if they're going to actually do that and how they're going to do the search for him. All right, sorry, tomorrow at the meeting. But there's a whole other kind of drama going on in Milton right now, because Ed Spears, the development director, who was a candidate for city council, city manager, has filed an official HR complaint against the clerk of the city, Dom Molinaro, over a wide variety of things. And Alex Andrade, the city attorney, has investigated his complaint and put out a 16-page paper on Friday explaining that complaint. We'll get to that in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I definitely do. Sorry, I'm just double checking everything that I have. It looks like the disabled vehicles have been moved out of the roadway on I-10 East and westbound in Milton. This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to carry. Call 250-3756 for no hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're getting ready to go into the process of buying a house or selling a house, or, you know, maybe both, right? Because it could often be both. Call Christina Leavenworth. Get her advice. Get her input. And even if you're not sure, like even if you're just kind of thinking about it and you want to get some input from somebody who really knows what she's doing, sold 230 homes last year, give her a call. Ask her. She'll tell you. She loves meeting people. She loves talking with folks. If, you know, even if it doesn't turn into a deal, that's fine. She specifically says that, like, hey, no worries. I meet a person. I like talking about real estate. That's good by me. We make friends. Fine. We get a deal now. Fine. No. Fine. Later. Fine. No. Fine. It doesn't matter. You know, there's a referral. She just likes meeting people and helping. And especially, look, if she can, you know, if she can talk to you and then say, like, you know, actually, I think you're probably better off not doing something right now, then she's glad about that because she's helped you. Well, Andrew, she doesn't make money that way. She knows. She's aware. But that's fine. She doesn't mind giving that advice. She gives that advice to people, you know, whenever it's appropriate, as it often happens. 723-9158. If you've got questions, Christina Leavenworth has answers. 723-9158. So, by the way, Candy, I'm getting all these texts in about how glad they are you're back.
Oh, no, I'm writing everybody back. Thank you guys so much.
By the way, she's not, because she's been a little bit under the weather, she's also, her and her brother, and her husband. Well, whatever you know. Hey, no, this is how rumors start.
Sister. Yeah.
Good job, newsman.
yeah,
but she's not yet back at full cackle strength. Fair?
That's right. I know. I sound like Marge Simpson. Or Patty and Selma.
Yeah, right there.
Hey, thanks.
So back to the city of Milton. There's no short version of this because it's a 30-page document that's just like the basic backup of Ed Spears' complaint, which is like 10 pages long. And then you have a whole bunch of like 50 more pages of other emails and information. And then Alex Andrade's 16-page summary of all that, which we've got posted up on our Facebook page, News Radio 92.3. Here's the sort of the shortest possible version. The issues have to do with Heather Lindsay, the mayor, being inappropriately and overly involved in parts of the government operations that she doesn't have business in, like wanting to be involved in the investigation of Dom Molinaro, which is not her purview as a mere member of city council. That's Alex's authority. She deliberately tried to tank Ed Spears, even though she said she's friends with him, but she tried to tank him by not voting for him in the finalist selection, if you look at the chart. That there was a point where, like, Dom Molinaro asked Ed Spears to create a spreadsheet to calculate the totals and do the averages for the candidates. And then the mayor, and which he did, and then because she wasn't good at Excel, I guess. And then the mayor comes back and tells Dom Molinaro, oh, you can't have Ed doing that. He might have secretly put something in there to manipulate the results and give him an advantage over the competition. The what? As my wife, who used to do Excel and Access work as an engineer, she's like, if only there were a way to see what the formula is for any given cell. Okay. Like,
click on it.
If only you could just click on it and see what the algorithm is, Mayor Lindsay. Anyway,
there's a PSC campus up there, by the way, that teaches Excel greatly. I just want to say that. But
oh, man, it's just crazy. Oh, and then somebody, basically one of the Pitchfork Posse folks, had brought in what we think was probably like a hit piece on Ed to give to all the council members. And then as a result of that, apparently Don Molinaro had come to Ed and said, hey, Randy wants you to do a response piece done on the other candidates so that they all have information about everybody. And he's like, I can't do that because I'm one of the candidates. Like, that doesn't make sense. She said, no, you have to do it. So he did it, and then he included a joking self-assessment I cannot read on the air, but it's funny. He says the one-line evaluation of himself was, overweight can be a bleepity-bleep at times. Which they joked about, which is funny. Oh, man. But that's not even, those aren't, that's just backdrop. That's just context, okay? Here's the real stuff. Don Molinaro got a public records request, apparently, dealing with Main Street Milton stuff. And when Ed was out of the office, remember how she took the computers out of Randy and Bethany Anderson's office and took them to IT and told them she was in charge, which she wasn't, and the IT work couldn't be done by the friends of them. It had to be done by this other person. Crazy stuff. Now, apparently, she had gone into Ed Spears' file cabinet while he was out to get a public records request, which she is not the steward of those records. Then disseminated them to the public, allegedly, all this allegedly, with unredacted social security number and bank account information on it. It's not good. So she wrote a letter to various people in which she talks about conspiracies and corruption by city council members, unjustified. That's political activity. She was blind carbon. Look, I've had good interactions with Dawn, okay? I'm just going on the complaint. Like, this is amazing stuff to me. But, I've had good interactions with her, okay? So please don't read it that way. But some of the stuff, like blind carbon copying the concerned citizens of Milton folks, the Pitchfork Posse folks, on sort of internal communications and before you get records requests fulfilled by people like members of the media, like me, for example, or the PNJ or Sandpaper, that you would send them stuff. Like, you remember Alex Andrade found out there was a special meeting about him because the information about that got sent to by her, Don Molinaro, got sent to a Pam Mitchell type, okay, or even maybe Pam, and then it got to the news, and the news called Alex to let him know about the special meeting called about him. Like, that's insane. So the allegation is that she involved herself in political activities, aligned herself with the mayor and political allies of the mayor, that she didn't appropriately handle public records requests, that she gave out information she should have gotten out, and that she even said several times in different communications that she's exceeded her authority. Email to Scott Collins, July 16th. I am most likely going to lose my job, but I have to admit I don't care at this point. Email to Randy Jorgensen and Heather Lindsay on July 19th. If the council wants to fire me for being ethical, so be it. That just shows their true colors. Email to Ken Garner on July 20th. He's a reporter. I do know at this point I've overstepped my boundaries as a clerk, but my ethics come before my career. And like an example of this is when we had asked for emails between Scott Collins and the city council members, what we got back was this narrative she wrote on her initiative to summarize her, I think, biased view of the events. And at the time, I didn't think, well, I don't know, she's the clerk. This is all fine. I don't get the issue. But never really got the emails. Didn't occur to me until I'm thinking, oh, well, that is weird. That's not a public record until she makes it. So anyway, what he basically says in this is that there is an ongoing risk of a harassing environment, both for Ed and potentially for other people. This poses a risk to city employee morale as well as liability for defamation claims, violation of privacy claims, violation of Florida's public records requests. Laws. It's concerning that Ms. Molinaro believes defaming the city members of council. This is Alex Andrade writing. Her co-workers and a co-worker's wife was anointed and ordained by God. The arbitrary way Ms. Molinaro circumvented the city public records policies to fabricate political activity of specific individuals to whom she is publicly perceived to be politically aligned is also a source of concern. So he recommends to terminate Ms. Molinaro's employment with the city immediately. So we might well have a second vote on whether Don Molinaro stays as the city clerk in the city of Milton tomorrow night at the city meeting, which might be, well, popcorn material. 7:24 on News Radio 92.3. Holy smokes. Just, Escambia County's got an FBI investigation over personal business being done on somebody's private cell phone. Santa Rosa County had 20 ethics complaints against James Calkins, exonerated, I think rightly, over his comments about Democrat Party being evil. And now we've got more drama in Milton. And that is your Milton Daily Update. It just seems like there's never enough time. We'll be back in just a minute. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. One amazing example of strength is Esther. She famously proclaimed, "If I perish, I perish," as she prepared to go before the king on behalf of her persecuted people. She had such conviction that she was willing to lay down her own life for the sake of others. Her passion and purpose were deeply rooted in God's plan. Being strong in the Lord means finding His purpose for your life and pursuing it no matter the cost. Knowing God's plan for you doesn't have to be mystical. Actually, it should be biblical. Find your purpose in tenaciously telling others of God's love for them through the message of Christ's death and resurrection, which atones for our sins. Christian person, give your life to the faithful proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Work, kids, finances. Your life has lots of moving parts. Let Gulf Winds help you keep them all moving forward. Our free digital banking tools make it easy for busy bill payers to manage the day-to-day. Our simple applications and low loan rates get mommy chauffeurs on the road fast. And our free accounts and low fees put extra cash in pockets so weekend warriors can have a splash more fun. We're here for you and everyone living life to the fullest. How can we move you forward? See all the ways at GoGulfWinds.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This town needs an enema.
Exactly. 727 nice. Candy's got traffic for you. Welcome back, Candy.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and we appreciate everybody that does all of the work in all of the towns and the counties around here. Yes. That's for sure.
And most of them do fantastic work.
They all do fantastic work. This is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For more info and a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. It's KNOX. Knox. Knox them out. Not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. Looks like the stalled vehicles east-westbound at mile marker 22. Milton have been moved off, or picked up rather, and moved off to the wherever the hell they went. South Southwind Drive, Gulf Winds Drive, Breezy Wind Drive, and Gulf Breeze. Looks like that intersection is blocked, and this is just on the other side of 98 and Garcon Point, but not showing any other slowdowns at this point. If you see an accident or a slowdown, please text it in. I'm so sorry. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you've got any kind of issue with your plumbing, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet, the temperature's bad, the pressure's bad, whatever, you know, plumbing stuff, okay? Those things don't fix themselves. You got to get somebody in to fix it. Barberry Plumbing, no questions, no surprises. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
At least three people have died after a charter bus crash in Pennsylvania. Authorities say 45 to 50 people were on board the bus when it was involved in a collision with a passenger vehicle. It's not exactly known yet how many people were injured. Multiple victims were taken to a hospital. The Texas Attorney General's office appealing a ruling that would have relaxed the state's abortion ban. A judge temporarily halted the abortion ban for women with dangerous pregnancy complications on Friday. One day later, the Texas Attorney General's office filed an appeal that would disregard that judge's ruling. And well, it's no secret that brain functions diminish as people get older, but health experts are saying staying active and moving more can keep your brain healthier for longer.
It helps improve the blood flow to the brain. That's really a key thing. It helps reduce inflammation. It helps to improve your cognitive health, meaning you can think more clearly, problem solve.
Sherilyn Jackson there with Kansas State University.
No, that's all good stuff. You know, movement is good. Activity is good. Doing things different is good. Breathing is good. Eating well, you know, all of the things, right? It's not going to, the one that I can't endorse is the sleep more. I believe it. I just can't practice it.
It's difficult. Very difficult.
Yeah, it just, yeah. All right. David Wayne, I'll have your local news coming up next right after Fox.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Donald Trump's lawyers have until 5 p.m. to respond to the Fed's request for a protective order in his third indictment.
Trump's attorneys, they argue that no new order should block non-sensitive facts about the January 6th case from being released publicly. This weekend, Judge Tanya Chutkan denied their request for more time to respond to that, so the 5 p.m. deadline stands.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff, the former president, also wants the judge, Tanya Chutkan, to recuse herself, claiming he can't get a fair trial. A proposal from a New York City councilman would force ice cream trucks to switch from gas generators to electric or solar. Ed Lechterman owns a truck.
It's just ridiculous. You're going to have product costs going through the roof. Trying to convert something is crazy. And if you go battery,
sure,
I'll need something twice as long to hold the batteries to run it.
He spoke to Fox and Friends. Operators claim the move is too expensive. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731, News Radio 92.3. It is a very hot Monday morning here. Right now, 83 degrees. That heat index already up past the triple digits this morning. An Atmore woman has died after being hit by a vehicle on Highway 31. The driver of that vehicle also reportedly assaulted by a group of bystanders from a nearby bar parking lot. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says 24-year-old Hannah Martin was hit by an SUV on Highway 31. Now, this happened, they say, about 2 miles north of Atmore Sunday morning. The vehicle was driven by 45-year-old Kenneth Harrison from Silver Hill. Riley was pronounced dead at the scene of that crash. And NorthEscambia.com reporting that the driver, Harrison, was assaulted by an unknown number of people from the nearby bar parking lot, was flown to a hospital trauma center. Right now, no word on Harrison's condition. The Alabama State Patrol investigating the crash, and Atmore police are looking into that assault. Some roads in Okaloosa County will be closed again today for munitions testing at Eglin Air Force Base. Highway 85 and State Road 123 will be closed between 9 o'clock this morning and noon. And officials say the roads shouldn't be closed for more than 90 minutes at a time, but as we get closer to those hours, we'll keep an eye on that for you. Reaction from the community after PPD announced the arrests, four of them, related to the recent string of anti-Semitic vandalisms.
I think there's always a concern that instances like this could happen and somebody not be found or held accountable. So we're glad that there's vigilance and follow through to find out what really happened.
That's Dan Hecht, a congregation member from one of those synagogues that was targeted recently. PPD arrested 17-year-old Waylon Fowler, 15-year-old Wyatt Fowler, 16-year-old Nicholas Ferry, and 18-year-old Kessler Ferry on Friday. And officers say all four now face hate crime charges. PPD had been searching for the vandals for weeks after at least eight locations around the area were hit with incidents that ranged from hateful graffiti to bricks being thrown through synagogue windows. Milton's City Economic Development Director Ed Spears has filed a human resources complaint against City Clerk Don Molinaro. She was recently also the target of a special city council meeting where she narrowly kept her job. Spears' complaint alleging a hostile work environment. City Attorney Alex Andrade also says that Milton's Mayor Heather Lindsay has inserted herself into the investigation and recommended that the City Council terminate Molinaro's employment immediately. News Radio does have the full text of that complaint available on social media and the News Radio website if you're interested in reading that in its entirety. Well, we do have some good news to report on two police officers that were shot in the line of duty in Orlando over the weekend. Police Chief Eric Smith telling Fox News that the officers are doing better and in good spirits. They were shot on Friday night during a traffic stop. Suspect Dayton Vale was later found at a hotel in Apopka, and the SWAT team was called in. Smith says Vale shot at those officers. They returned fire. The suspect was killed. The officers are expected to make a full recovery. 7:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right, a little slow on 98, and this looks like, 98 westbound. That's just on the other side of Avalon Boulevard, obviously on the other side of Garson Point, as you're heading into Gulf Breeze, headed towards Pensacola, and just really in that area. And I think after an accident this morning, it's got things a little tied up. Not showing any other slowdown. Certainly, if you see an accident or a slowdown, you can let us know. Text in any traffic tips you might have, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing a very hot day today. Temperatures warming up near 97 degrees, feeling much warmer. Excessive heat warning in effect for today. Be safe in the heat. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 81 degrees. For Tuesday, 50% chance of rain, but still getting quite warm with a high near 96. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Has anybody mentioned it's going to be hot today? Because it is 85 degrees right now here at 735. Heat index already at 105 degrees this morning. Gulf Breeze, it's 85, and 85 also in Milton. And boy, in Milton, it's already reading the heat index at 110. So definitely be careful Yuck. If you're out in that heat. Wow. 7:36, our next news at 8, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Saudi Arabia's state-owned oil giant Aramco has reported a nearly 40% drop in quarterly profits as lower prices stung the company. That decline in profitability follows the industry trend, also impacting oil majors like BP, Exxon, and Shell. But oil prices are expected to rise the rest of the year as both Saudi Arabia and Russia continue with production cuts of 1 million barrels a day. And today, the U.S. oil benchmark hit a four-month high of $82 a barrel. As demand wanes for COVID vaccine shots, so does business for one vaccine maker. Shares of BioNTech are down toward a three-month low after reporting second-quarter revenue that was well short of expectations. The company says write-offs from vaccine partner Pfizer also contributed. On Wall Street, stocks are looking for a bounce back. Futures are higher after last week the market gave back some gains from the month-long rally. That's Your Money Now.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 5th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital is Friday, August 25th, Center Court at Cordova Mall, presented by Honto and Clark.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel will match donations up to $20,000.
All the money stays right here.
You can hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who've benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
Thank you to our champion sponsors, Gulf Winds Cares Foundation, Florida Power and Light, and R1 RCM.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Well, life on a farm are kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Tractor sexy.
Goodbye, city life.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Woohoo!
Woohoo! Once a month, we keep following up with Ryan Jenkins, our good friend and farmer up in Jay, Florida, owner of Jenkins Farms. Hey, Ryan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Oh, man, we are all dreading the heat. We are all, you're in your AC. You poke your head out and you're like, nope, not today. But you don't really have that alternative. First, we'll get to crops in a second, but I'm curious, how does this heat and humidity, which of course is not exactly a surprise in Florida, we get this every year, but some years it seems to be worse than ever. How does the heat affect what you do in the summer just from a personnel and a machinery standpoint? It can't be good for either.
No, it makes you take more breaks for sure. You know, everybody that you talk to, like, you have air conditioners in your tractors, don't you? Yeah, we have air conditioners in our tractors, absolutely. But you got to be in your tractor for the air conditioner to help you. So, you know, there's
funny
there's
how
a lot
that works,
time.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. They work perfect when you're in them. There's a lot of time spent outside working this time of the year. A lot of time scouting your crops, which means walking out all through the field. You know, looking for issues that may arise, or pulling weeds out of your crop, or whatever. So there's a lot of time spent. There's way more time spent outside the cab during this time of the year. You know, usually sitting in the air conditioner consists of the spring and the fall, you know, during planting and harvest when you're in the tractors a lot. This time of the year, you're actually outside working a lot. So it's been rough. I'm telling you, it will take it out of you quickly.
Well, I just want to say on a personal note, I feel like you've planned this badly. Like you ought to be able to do it.
No kidding.
You're in the tractors in August and July, and you're out in the field in March and in November. But you know, my opinion.
We mess things up on a daily basis.
What about with the crops? Now, I'm trying to apply the knowledge I've gained over all these times we've talked to you. You have to get so many heat units in order for the cotton to come in properly. And it would seem like this dramatic heat we've been having would be very good for the cotton, maybe more of a challenge for some of the other crops, especially when it's not combined with moisture because they get dehydrated and that can kill them. But you tell me, you're the expert. How are the crops doing with this weather?
That's right. Everything as a whole looks pretty good. There are definitely some dry pockets around. And if you get in one of those, you know, that have missed the rains of late, then things look very bad. Outside of that, where you've been getting moisture, the crops look very good. So overall, I'm pretty pleased with where we are for this time of the year. You know, this is a stressful time of the year because we're nearing our maximum input into the crop. You know, we don't have but another month or so of growing season, really. And then it kind of shifts into harvest season. So we've gotten about as much money as we're probably three quarters of the way with as much money as we're going to have in this crop. So now you start getting scared. Am I going to make good enough crops, or the price is going to be high enough? Are we going to have a good enough harvest season to pay all your bills? You know, so to me, it kind of turns into a stressful time. Sometimes before in years past, at this time of the year, we knew we were going to have a bad year. You know, it had been dry all summer, and there just weren't any crops left. You know, the heat and the dryness had taken them all. And but this time of this year, we see potential there for a good crop. So it's exciting, but it's stressful.
Well, part one is, are you going to get a good crop of what you have planted? You know, part two is, how bad were your input prices in terms of getting the right margin for, you know, making back to at least even on that crop? And then part three, of course, is what's that price on that crop going to be? You know, it seems like cotton would be the most financially rewarding this year, and others, you know, time will tell, right, with the, you know, the peanuts in particular. But how do the prices look for, you know, you getting a good crop is one thing, but you got to be able to sell it to make money off of it too, right?
Yeah, I would say, you know, if we broke it down by crop, the peanut prices are favorable. The cotton prices are not favorable. Corn prices are average. and soybean prices are favorable. So it's looking good. Cotton's probably going to cost us the most money. I mean, we're going to make the least on it, even if we have a bumper crop, if these commodity prices stay the same. But, you know, like we were talking about, the heat does play a factor in all this, but especially cotton. Cotton's very interesting because the scientists over the years have taken, and they know exactly how many heat units it takes to produce a crop of cotton. You know, it works. Cotton really likes hot, dry weather. Now, it doesn't like dry weather like it doesn't rain all year, but it likes it a little bit drier as opposed to the other crops that we grow. So if you want to get your pencil out, I'll tell you a quick little thing. DD60s, degree days above 60, is how we measure the heat that cotton uses. So basically that's saying at 60 degrees and below, cotton just sits still. It doesn't grow. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't mature. It doesn't like those cool temperatures. So what you do to find out how many degree days above 60 you have each day is you take your high and your low temperature, add them together, divide them by two. So now you have the average for that day, and then subtract 60 degrees from it. And that tells you how many heat units you got for that particular day. So like yesterday, I did it. Yesterday, we got about 24 heat units. The average, if you did it throughout the entire growing season for cotton, and so you got to think it starts cool and ends cool, the average is about 15. So we're really making time right now. If it stays hot like this, you know, it's definitely going to speed the crop up and make it a little bit earlier than it would have been otherwise.
Okay. And if it gets to that threshold of the minimum it needs to have, do you keep getting, you know, do you get more cotton if it stays hotter longer?
No, the plan will just be maxed out.
Okay, so it is really just, it's a getting to that minimum it needs, and then we're done. That's really what you're dealing with. Okay, well, that's helpful to know. Hey, hold on just a second. We're talking to Ryan Jenkins, which is kind of a bummer because you think, like, oh, with all this heat, maybe we'll get even more. No, it doesn't work that way. He's the owner of Jenkins Farms. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too. I-10 westbound at mile marker 31 in Milton showing a vehicle crash but not showing a roadblock, so it is off to the side. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I think also we can get a good traffic report on Jay because we got somebody up in Jay right now on the phone. How's the traffic in Jay, Ryan?
Yeah.
Well, the traffic's flowing smoothly. under our one red light.
Little bit of a backup for 28 seconds while you got the red face in your direction.
It.
All right, fair enough.
Correct. That's right.
Hey, we've had a lot of stories in the news over the last 6 months about artificial intelligence and how that's affecting all kinds of industries and fields. Is to what degree do you use AI? Is there any AI, and how do you see AI affecting the future of farming, if at all? I'm curious.
I need a lot of artificial intelligence because I don't have much regular intelligence.
Stop it.
Yeah, no, it is big in agriculture. You know, it can help anywhere from helping you make your decisions to the driverless tractors, smart spraying, different software. I mean, there are tons of ways that AI will help agriculture in general. Like the smart spraying, for example. Let's just take spraying herbicide across a field. So we're trying to kill the bad weeds out of a field. So right now, the only way we can do that is to spray the entire field, right? Every part of the field gets sprayed. With smart spraying, they have, for lack of a better term, weed seekers on there that have the technology to understand, hey, this is a cotton plant, but this is a weed that I see. And so as it's going across the field, maybe only one or two nozzles will turn on when it sees that weed approaching and just spray the herbicide straight on that weed, but not the rest of the crop where there aren't any weeds.
Wow.
So it's things like that, and it's happening, you know, in real time, going 15 miles an hour across the field. That's big. I mean, the savings on your crop protection products is huge. The savings on your yield, a lot of times, you know, you put out a herbicide on your crop, it affects your yield a little bit. You know, there, as far as putting different things into the environment, all those things are huge, and all those things are possible because of AI.
Huh. No, that's fascinating. But and I mean, it's, you know, it's just what you do on your own lawn, right? You grab the squirt bottle and you go and you take care of just the spot. You don't spray the whole lawn with it. That makes sense. So that's interesting that they can recognize at that speed and deploy the herbicide to get rid of that. Again, that's why I asked. I think these things are fascinating. You got any, and it also saves on, you know, just environmental concerns that people might have about herbicides in general, in addition to cost. Any farm fact for us for today, Ryan?
Yeah, it's a simple one, but it's an important one. I know a lot of people think there are big corporate farms and stuff like that across America that are doing the most of the work, but according to American Farm Bureau, 99% of all U.S. farms are family-owned and operated. So that's still, it's mostly just little family farms like us that are feeding and clothing the world.
I appreciate that. As I always tell you, I'm glad that your activities give my kids food to eat and clothes to wear, and I certainly appreciate that. Ryan Jenkins, our owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Ryan, as always, thanks for the information. Thanks for doing what you do, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Thanks for having us. Y'all have a good week.
Eat more peanuts. 750 here on News Radio 92.3 and informative, local, dependable. If you want to get HVAC work done of any kind or electrical or plumbing, Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical, they will take care of you. 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now they have a back-to-school special, not to scare you, but that's, you know, like this week, right? Tomorrow, I think, for both counties. No $89 service fee and $5% off HVAC system. So typically, if you get an HVAC system put in, that also includes water heaters, electrical panels, and generators. So if you get something, you know, big, basically, typically there's an $89 service fee associated with that and then, you know, regular price. Well, right now, no service fee, and you get a 5% discount on the listed items. Also, the Emax Auto Booster, you get 40% more hot water from your existing electric tank. Right now, customers get 50% off an Emax Auto Booster with any install of 40 or 50-gallon electric water heater. Free inspections and cleaning out with the sewer repiping. Buy one, get one toilet rebuilds and 15% off of the maintenance. And if you sign up for the Peden Smart Care Membership Maintenance Plan, this gives you routine maintenance for just $35 a month, and you enjoy priority scheduling over non-members. Obviously, if there's an issue, a big storm or something like that, that puts you at the front of the line. 15% discount on repairs or upgrades and a 5% discount on major replacements, and you get after-hours emergency service fees are completely waived. So find out more about which or any of these products or services that benefit you the most at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, a Pensacola Beach-based band, Sandy Roots. Dance the night away to your favorite rock, reggae, and funk favorites. It's Bands on the Beach with Sandy Roots this Tuesday night at 7.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
Time! Time is up!
It looks like the clock is about to strike midnight on this Cinderella story, turning average Joes into the proverbial pumpkin.
I sure do like pumpkins, Cotton.
Tell me.
I think
Jason Bateman is one of my favorites.
Is he not the best? I know, from the Sandy Duncan show that he was on like a billion years ago to now, he's
Best. Some actors and actresses, you just feel like if they're doing it, it's probably going to be funny or it's probably going to be good or entertaining or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's one of the, it's probably going to be smart and funny.
100%. You know,
probably going to be smart and funny.
Yeah, if he's attached, absolutely.
7:54 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne has got our headlines in the newsroom. David?
Three people have died after two firefighting helicopters collided mid-air in California. That crash happened last night. The three people who died were California Fire Division Chief, a fire captain, and a contract pilot. Now, one of the two helicopters was able to land safely after that crash. Elon Musk says his X social media platform will pay legal bills for people that he says have been treated unfairly by employers for posting or liking something on the site. I guess it's formerly known as Twitter now. And he made that pledge in a post on Saturday. And just saw this one on a local note. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office and Sheriff's Foundation have a new coffee blend. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. They've teamed up with DeLuna Coffee, right, for a new blend of deputy-approved beans. That's my line. I like that.
I like that.
The latest release from DeLuna is High Noon Coffee. Lawman's Blend.
High Noon Coffee, Lawman Blend.
Yeah.
Is DeLuna, do they do the PPD coffee also? Is that DeLuna? I just can't remember.
I'm sure it is.
The Midnight Night Shift, I think, is the brand for the PPD coffee.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, that they have. You can get that at like Publix and stuff and whatever.
There's a picture of the, have you seen the picture of the High Noon Coffee? I don't know if it's the
They've got some really cool artwork on there.
Neat?
Yeah, it is super cool.
I don't know if it's Sheriff Simmons or not.
So now,
in my head it
like,
is.
If I'm going to the store and I'm wanting to buy law enforcement themed coffee and support them, now I got to pick between Escambia County and PPD. Oh man.
The coffee wars are real. The coffee wars are real. For every bag sold, they are donating, I believe, $1 to the Sheriff's Foundation to support all of their programs.
Sounds good. That's really cool.
Outstanding.
David, thanks so much for the update. I have to ask Sheriff Simmons about that tomorrow.
We should get a bag so we can autograph it for us.
Oh, nice. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. As we take a look around, we're not showing any of the slowdowns. East 9 Mile and Nims Lane. In Cantonment, showing an accident, but it's not showing a roadblock this morning, but certainly use caution there, of course, you know that. I-10 westbound at mile marker 31, also not showing a roadblock or a slowdown, so it may have been moved off to the side that's near the 87 there. So if you use caution, of course, wherever you are, if you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is why I love doing this job, because we have so many people who listen who know more or know better or correct me if we get it wrong. And somebody called in and said, Santa Rosa starts Thursday, which I have now confirmed. And Escambia also apparently starts on Thursday. I always feel a little bit like, I don't know why, but generally speaking, finding the current correct calendar is always a good luck.
I guess it would be. I don't know.
I'm on the Escambia website, and it's actually pretty easy to find. But then, you know, it says it was approved on March of 2019 and amended in February of 2022. And I'm like, boy, I sure hope that's still the right one.
Well, after COVID, everything, I don't have kids, so I just never know. And it's, yeah.
There we go.
Thank you. So Thursday is when we start looking for school buses.
That's right.
Hey.
7:58 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, man. I saw this story, and it just made me laugh. It was one of those, like, it's a little bit weird and a little bit creepy, but you'll see why I think it's funny. Here's the headline. Okay, you ready? This is from the New York Post. Lake Tahoe foot fondler.
What?
Imagine, like, you go to jail. What are you in here for? Oh, I'm the Lake Tahoe foot fondler. Nabbed for allegedly touching toes of sleeping women. So he would, exactly like it sounds, break into or open unlocked doors, and then in the middle of the night, he'd go and tickle their toes or whatever, and that was his thing. That makes him very happy. And women would wake up, and they would see, you're not anybody who should be in this room. During the early morning hours of July 1st through 3rd of this year, an adult male entered two State Line Resort condominiums by unlocked screen doors, opening unlocked screen doors. You don't lock your doors. Keep it yours. That includes your toes. Once inside, he positioned himself at the foot of the bed and rubbed the feet of two separate adult females. Man, people are weird.
It is weird, though. Like, there's a lot of foot people out there.
Each female awoke from their sleep as the subject was rubbing their feet. Once awake, the females confronted the male subject, and he ran away. Run away! Run away! Didn't run fast enough, gets caught by the cops, now he's going to jail. Again, soon to a prison near you, the Lake Tahoe Foot Fondler.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3.